Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
You guys, doggone it, I got some doggone computer problems, but let me make sure you can hear me. Hold on right quick. Is this Cameo?
It is Cameo.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. All right. All right, you guys, I got to do this on the phone. I don't know what the hell happened, but something is going on. Any goddamn way, we're going to talk about some shit today that's kind of important to me. It's just really, do you know anything about women is what I really want to talk about. I mean, I really would like to know what you know about women. Because 9 out of 10 of your problems begin with lack of understanding. So, if I'm getting ready to talk to a woman or talking to a woman or whatever, I've already decided that she's one of three kind of women. And this is not negative. This is just for me to know how I'm going to get at her. She's either a hoe, she's either a call girl, or she's a stripper. Now, why I look at women like that, and once I explain it, you'll be able to understand. See, a stripper, the reason I don't really like dealing with them is because they're too open. They, like, show everything when they do their job. For every dude to give them $10, 15 or 20 other dudes seen whatever he's seen for free. So her mentality is not right to me. A call girl, you know, her mentality, a call girl or an escort, her mentality is like she's better than the other women. Now, you know, all three of them are hoes, so I don't even see how they can make comparisons, but they do. But you can't really depend on a stripper or a call girl because of their mentality. The only woman that you can depend on is a street hoe, because she's going to go all the way with you. As long as you're showing her you worth what she risking, she's going to risk it all. Now, associating that with women, now that's not hard. Otherwise, when you see a woman and she got her titties all pushed up, you could damn near see everything on her and shit, she's like a stripper, you know, to me. So my mentality talking to her is, you know, I want to get at her because she kind of slick. But I ain't really finna fuck with this bitch, you know, too much time, because of the way she think. And then an escort broad, she's one of these neatly coiffed, her hair is nice. I mean, all of them hair is nice, but her hair, you know, makeup, all that, she not necessarily dressed up in a suit or a evening gown. But she's a showpiece, and she's really trying to get you to just take her and show her off, and that's part of the way she makes her money. See, so now, the thing is, you only know that some kind of money is involved with either one of these women, and you don't really care to learn about the first thing as far as how to get it. Now, looking at these women this way, now you got to understand, I'm not belittling them. You could look at them as numbers like you guys do, ones, twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes, all the way up to tens. So you're doing the same thing. It's just yours make you not be able to make any type of decisive decisions about this woman because you're just rating looks. You're not rating her mentality. You're not rating her attitude. You're not rating what you're going to deal with dealing with her. But just by me thinking the way I think concerning women, I doggone know immediately. I categorize immediately. I make what I'm saying very clear to me because as I talk to them, the more I talk to them the way I'm talking to them, the more excited they are, the more into the conversation they are. Now, this is not a stripper, a escort, or a street hoe. This is a normal, regular, go-to-work, 8-to-5 woman I'm talking about. But the same conversation for the other women I was talking about that, you know, hoes, it works for the doggone same, it works the same as the particular woman. And I know this because I have much better luck catching the ones that I think act like hoes. I catch all three of them. But what I'm saying is it's quicker and it's more long-lasting when it's a person or a woman that acts like a hoe. Now, I don't know if you understand that. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Somebody let me know, goddammit. I don't want to keep talking about this shit if you guys ain't going to understand it. That's why I hate this shit sometimes. Why are you motherfuckers on here? Okay, somebody, finally. 731, let me get you, man. Go ahead, 731.
Because the hoe knows her worth, knows her value by the man she chooses. So a hoe is going to choose a pimp. And the rest of the two, they're just out there, just showing it for free.
Damn near. Who is this? That's some good shit, man. That's exactly the way it is, to tell you the truth. Because the hoe, the only one going to be down all the way. All she got to do is see that your motherfucking ass is about something, and she going to be down as long as you about it. And that's the big difference. Damn, that was cool you understood that, bro. Let me see number 517. That's Cameo. What's up, man?
What's up, Professor? What I get from it is you saying that all women can break down into one of three categories. You know what I'm saying? That's the hoe, that's the call girl, or the stripper. And whichever one you see it is, that's how you deal with her. And you saying that the best one to deal with is the hoe because she gonna be all the way down for you if you showing her that you a real motherfucker.
Well, yeah, but no, too, because what I'm saying is that three categories is my categories. If you want to see them like that too, then you got to have your reasons for seeing them like that. They are in that category as far as I see, but you know, for me, you know, dealing with hoes is, you know, like breathing. Dealing with call girls, you know, you got to, I hardly ever talk to them. I don't, you know, what I want to talk to a call girl for. And a stripper, I mean, everybody looking at her, man, you know, for whatever the fuck she doing. So, you know, the whole, the only one respect what she doing. She the only one. You ain't getting to see shit if you ain't got no money. And whatever she doing, she going to keep it real. You know, rubbers, no kissing, no extra touching, none of this bullshit. Them other bitches do all that shit. So drugs, they do drugs with them motherfuckers. Real hoes don't do that shit. So what I'm saying is, this square woman, who to me, I see her like I see hoes, and I talk to her and get at her like I get at hoes, it don't mean I think she a hoe. It means that she the kind of bitch that responds to this kind of stimulation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, is she the type of woman that's going to be down for you the same way a hoe will be down for you? Only she's not selling
no
pussy.
No, you missing this. You missing this, man. What I'm saying, I mean, what you're saying is right, but it's just so shallow, it ain't going nowhere, really. What I'm saying is, let's say I do see this woman like a hoe. That means that as long as when she get to my house and, you know, my shit is in order and, you know, after whatever, we didn't fuck all or whatever, I'm instructing her, you know, I'm showing her things that she need to do. See, she going to respond accordingly. It ain't got nothing to do with her acting like a hoe. It's just this is how I see her. So instead of, I ain't no instruct no goddamn call girl type bitch. I'm going to instruct her, but not the way I'm instructing this hoe, because this hoe I'm not going to even pretend. I'm going to go right in because she can stand it. She going to appreciate me going right in. She going to thank me even if he do fuck around with other bros. That's how he treat every bitch, I bet. That's how hoes think. And that's why they okay with you being rough with your conversation. You know, bitch, go do this. You know, they don't, you know, trip. Right? They ain't finna think you belittling them because you called her a bitch. They know they call each other bitches. So why, when I said, would it be a big deal? That's how a hoe think. A motherfucking call girl or some other bitch, she gonna give you all this bullshit about the word. Whereas she's lying or else she wouldn't use it. So the thing is, I'm talking about their mentality, not what they actually do. Or not even their mentality, their ability to comprehend direct conversation. You understand? It's different. So maybe I started explaining this wrong. I'm telling you, as a whole, her understanding of her ability to take you driving hard on her while you talking is built in. She is going to get insulted. She is going to get upset. But it ain't going to break her down. You know, it's not going to have her where her world is fucked up. She's nothing like women, per se. Now, the others, the same different. It's different because they think like they, I mean, the same mentality applies to these others. But got to know what that other, where she coming from. The stripper is coming from, she just want to show you that she's a bad motherfucker. She just want to show you that shit, but she ain't going to bust a grape. She ain't going to, unless she can pull her titties out or bend her ass over, she ain't going to bust a skinless grape. That escort, she ain't going to even want to goddamn pull her titties out. I mean, you got to take her to a 7-course dinner and all that kind of bullshit and I was, you know, that kind of shit. What I'm saying, direct conversation, you could only do it with a whole mentality woman. Otherwise, look, bitch, I ain't with that shit. Well, look, I didn't mean to insult you. Well, you didn't really insult me. It's just I'm trying to stop you before you get started. She going to love it. She ain't going to hardly hear the word bitch. She gonna see you being assertive. You ain't taking no shit, and she gonna start liking you. The other bitches is scared of that. Is that clearer?
Yeah, that's very clear. It's all about how the woman thinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
yes. It's her. You can tell how they think. if you associate them with something you know about. I mean, you know, I know about hoes, so, you know, I'm going to associate that. You might know about models, you know, and a runway model is this way, a magazine model is that way. I mean, I don't know, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't have to associate what I associate to make those distinctions. You just have to associate something. I hope that's clear. Now, you guys got to understand this. You go up to these women, and instead of being real, you start lying. Now, the call girl, she's not gonna really like or believe or really want to engage in all this stuff you're talking about unless she's a part of it, and she's gonna try to make you give her action at being, you know, some whatever, a part of it, you pay her, blah, blah, blah. The stripper, she ain't going to, you know, really care. She just wants you to, if you do have it, you know, shower me with something. She just wants that. The hoe is going to be plotting. She's going to be trying to see how to make her man win. See, all of these things come in the perspective, in my perspective, when I think about, you know, what I can get this broad to do. And women, of course, they want to do whatever is going to make their man happy. But what I'm saying is you take these pimp dudes and they go up to whoever, a stripper, escort, or a hoe. All three of them see him the same way, which he's a sucker. He lying, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, those three bras keep in their mind that they could be wrong. But then they start listening and dealing with these dudes, and these dudes be lying, you know, screaming, pimping and shit. And then when you run up on them, baby, you know, talking that ism, thinking you talking, she be cracking up inside because of her experiences in the past. With fakes, you guys got to understand, you're not dealing with women based on what women think and know about being available. You're dealing with women who got a moat, a big fence, and a whole bunch of other shit in front of their castle. So you can't get in because they've been dealing with suckers. The suckers make these women very skeptical about where you at in life. And if you prove it or try to prove it, they ain't going to do nothing but charge you. So my thing is, when I see a hoe, bitch that act like a hoe, I act accordingly. I'm assertive, very assertive. I don't want to hear no alters or adjustments to what I said, and I'm saying it now. It ain't tomorrow. It's all about right now. You get those other two, the stripper and the call girl. Now, it's just hard for me to get at them because of how soft, how you got to break down what you're saying, because just like the hoe, the bitch want a slick motherfucker. But unlike the hoe, she want a motherfucker that just talks slick and looks slick. Either one of those, the stripper or the call girl. Because when it comes time for you standing up on where you coming from and how shit going to go in this house, baby got a lot to say. With where hoes don't. Hoes are like the original women. You know, that's what my man want, and that's what we going to do. That's how my mother was. I never heard her tell my dad no. And I'm saying he just would speak. I never heard him raise his voice. Not even at me. So what I'm saying is he wasn't no pimp. He was a man. Because back in his day growing up, there was a such thing as a man. There was a such thing as a woman. And back then, the man and the woman did what they were supposed to do to identify with who they are. Today, women don't want to identify with who they are. They want to identify with media. They want to identify with a Kardashian or whoever the fuck the bitch name, or some comic. You know, they want to do and be everything except for who they are. So if you don't know this, if you don't understand this, you won't understand why when some broad that got all her titties poked out walked towards you and you looking at her, you supposed to make her think you said, damn, what a shame. You got to make that expression. And so just in case she is walking up to you, when she get there, that's your attitude. Why? Because, bitch, why would you want everybody to see up in your asshole as you walk? Why would you want a motherfucker to see how many bumps on your goddamn titty? And the motherfucker ain't paying you. See, you don't even have to mention any of that shit to a broad that think like a hoe. She gonna motherfucking dress accordingly. If she on that track, she gonna have some goddamn dick hard shit on. But if she with you going out to dinner or something, she gonna look like a regular woman just fine. Fly with all the sexy shit, knowing how to treat you so when you get home, you wanna ram deep in that thing. This is important to me. I don't want no bitch that I got, you know, I gotta make a move on when I want that pussy. No, bitch, I ain't go to sleep. I want a motherfucker that ain't scared. Them strippers, they're putting on a facade. So they might be freaky and all that, but they scared to let you get to know them. They're going to always be a stripper, even when you at home. That escort bitch, she going to always be half a hoe and half a regular broad, and she gonna keep problems coming to you because of the way that thinking makes her think. Now, I'm telling you guys this because this is important. Make a distinction between the women, or a distinction in women, so that you can tell who you're talking to. You do not have to be correct. This is not about you being 100% right. Oh, I think she's like this, so this blah, blah, blah. No. This is about you giving yourself a starting point to get at her. And once you start getting at her, seeing as though you got these different categories of women, however many categories you have, that's how many conversations you got to depend, not you have to depend on, you can depend on when you kicking it. 731, what's up?
So, Professor, have you ever turned a stripper into a hoe?
A who?
Have you ever turned a stripper into a hoe?
No. I have caught a stripper that was a hoe already, but she was stripping for whatever her reason, and she worked out for a while, but even her mentality was too wishy-washy for me. A real hoe, she ain't gonna do no stripping. She just ain't. Because I'm telling you, man, she's stripping up there, got her titties all out and shit, and got her garter on, and you come up there and put $3. Some motherfuckers kiss her titties with $5. And what I'm saying is, it's 30 or 40 other motherfuckers in there looking at the shit for free. A hoe ain't gonna do nothing for free. Absolutely nothing. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And as long as it's like that, you got yourself a woman. You can depend on the police come fucking with you in a real negative way. Baby ain't getting you up. She gonna stand for you. Them other bras will drop a dime on your ass quick, fast, in a hurry. Because they not real. You know, they ain't got no backbone. That's why they doing what they doing. Because it's easy. That's how that goes, right? You feel me?
1,000%. I just ran into that situation, and I handled it accordingly.
Good, man. Because, see, my course, it don't try to teach you to be a pimp. But it definitely teaches you to have something to say. It emphasizes that realizing you are the best thing that will ever happen to this woman or any woman, you'll just start feeling better about yourself, because it won't be about this broad rejecting you. Say you talking to a broad that you think I'm talking to a broad and I think of her as a hoe, and she done said something. Now, just because I think of her as a hoe don't mean she's going to be agreeable with me. So she might be real, real, real negative, talking shit. And while she talking shit, I'm going to say, look, hoe. No, I ain't going to say hoe. I'm going to say, look, bitch, if you want to fuck with me, it's about some goddamn making moves. If not, fuck you, bitch. It's way too many motherfucking bitches out here for a nigga like me to fuck with, than to sit up here trying to convince your ass of shit. It's on you if you can't recognize shit from sugar. Now, this is not a big deal. This ain't no hell of a statement. But what it is just letting her see you handle shit. It's letting her see you take away from her whatever she was saying negative. And you ain't necessarily saying that something real negative, because it is on you if you can't recognize shit from sugar. Animals, just about any animal, can recognize shit from sugar, but they still go up to it and put their goddamn nose in the shit. I'm saying, if a motherfucker can't recognize shit from sugar, he liable to be putting his nose up in it trying to smell and see what it is. No, you can't recognize it, so I ain't fucking with you. Then you just turn around and leave. And if you don't know, if you don't believe that you can have 7 or 8 motherfuckers like this goddamn woman you talking to, and she can search high and low and never find another motherfucker like you, if you don't know that, if you don't have that mentality, then this shit ain't for you. You have to have that mentality. And you ain't going to have that mentality unless you lace with what it takes to have it. The only way to stand head and shoulders above the rest of the fake-ass motherfuckers out there is to do it and say shit like that bitch. Like that to a bitch. You got to separate yourself from suckers who've been talking to this broad. And it ain't about what you say. 9 out of 10 times, you can't say something that these pretend fools have not overheard, stole, and destroyed. I mean, nothing you say to a woman is going to be fresh, like she never heard it. So you got to be ahead of all that bullshit by telling yourself she probably heard the bullshit fools be saying. That's why you don't get at her. That's why you just kick it, like you talking about the goddamn observatory. Wow, look at those stars. Man, that all you got to do is that. Have 3, 4, 5 different things to say about that shit. And before you know it, just because you're not getting at her, this bitch is going to see you. She going to see who you are, and she going to get a chance to see if she like you. And all you doing is talking. Or is that all you're doing? See, what I'm saying is, you motherfuckers hear this shit I'm saying, and that's what you will do. Go out, use the shit, and just be talking. This is something I teach. And I'm not afraid to give you. Hey, Cameo, don't come giving up shit. I don't want to hear it. What I'm saying is this shit is real. And if you don't understand that if you're not playing, you're getting played, then that's on you. Because what I'm saying, when some bitch, you know, say some foul shit, which that shit's going to happen, you got to have some kind of comeback. You know, you ain't going to let the fact that it's happening stop you. Shit ain't going to come at you at no certain kind of way. Okay, check this out. Let's say we rating negative shit from 1 to 10. And the higher it is, the worse it is. Now, you didn't prepare because it never have ever gotten to a 10. You didn't prepare for a 5, 6, 7. You ready for that. You ain't going to get all 7s and lower. You got to be ready for all of them, 1 to 10. That's why this shit is not easy to master. I'm 150% real. And you got to have game in order to get a woman to be down for you and do what you want her to do. Make moves for you based on you. Cameo, what's up, man?
Oh, I was just going to say, nah, you ain't just talking. You know what I'm saying? You on your ABPs. You got a point that you making. You got intentions with your conversation, even if it do seem like you just talking.
It's going to seem like you just talking because of the master you are at conversation, and that eases this bitch tensions, allowing her to lower her guards so your conversation can affect her. That's what we learn. So that's how it goes, man. I'm going to put you back in. So what I'm saying is, the way I get at a woman to catch her is not really going to be the same as you do it. You just got to take into consideration her qualities, her characteristics, and your intentions. And you got to blend all that shit together. And you got to be able to do that from a distance, and that's from seeing her for less than 90 seconds. Then you got to figure out how best to turn her on to you. And I don't do that very often because me, period, is a turn on. This just is. How can you turn her on to you if you're too afraid to discover that you will turn on? You guys better get my courses to discover the real you, because that's what's in it. That's what it does more than anything. It shows you your value, your worth, where you missing, where you underestimating, underappreciating yourself. It's going to show you that you are not worthless. You're not a motherfucker that's supposed to be getting used and played. You a motherfucker with no game. So, you don't want to be spending 20 minutes trying to figure out where this goddamn broad coming from. Because the only thing that's going to be a commonality with us is the end results, which will be us getting served by these motherfucking women we fucking with. Because you ain't spending no extra long time trying to get this motherfucker to speak to you or deal with you or talk to you or whatever the hell. Fuck that. Because you got things in place to show you what you looking for. When you talk to a woman about doing anything for you, things have to be in place for her to be able to lean on. So you get that shit together. You make it to where this broad can see herself depending or needing if she did you. And if you don't have things in place to see that shit, You're just wasting your time. If you talk 5 minutes and don't know the basics about this, Rod, you're just going to spend the next 30 to 45 minutes finding out that you're just doing that, wasting your time. It's not always going to pop up in your face. And if you want to be in this shit, this game of being alpha, it requires thinking. It requires thinking at all times, and it requires you to be able to catch a woman at the drop of a dime. If you can't do that, then you have to apply yourself, learn some of the techniques I got for you, and you will be able to get at any broad drop of a dime. Why? Because you know who you are. You have learned a whole bunch of appreciative things about yourself. You can't say what I say and expect to catch a broad. That's why you ask anybody in my school, I do not tell them what to say. They have to come up with what they say on their own. You would have to be a Bud clone to doggone be able to say what I say and mean what I mean. You would have to do what I do and act like I act. And you would have to think like I think. Or else you could never catch using what I say. If I told you the sentence I use that's guaranteed to catch a broad, you wouldn't catch her with those words. Those words are what get her, or not those words, words, the use, the proper use of words is what get her to respond to you. And it takes a few more words to actually get her to go with you. But what I'm saying is, you heard me say a few more. It don't take no long, drawn-out, goddamn conversation talking to this woman. She playing you when she do that, and you sit there and talk. Next thing she gonna say is, well, we can go have something to eat. Now, you guys, that just brings me to another point. Think of this. Understand this is a part of valuing yourself. You meet a woman. You guys are talking. Hit it off pretty cool. And when you get ready to depart, you tell her, I sure would like to get your number or, talk to you again. And she says, that'll be cool, but I don't really get personal too fast. Maybe we could, see each other a couple of times. Okay, cool. And she say, how about dinner? And you say, okay, where? And she say, whatever restaurant, Red Lobster, something that's going to cost a few dollars. And see, you motherfuckers would be willing to do that shit. I tell the bitch, yeah, we can go have something to eat. And then the bitch say, well, what about tomorrow? Okay, what time? Baby, I go pick baby up. And when she get in the car, the first goddamn McDonald's or Burger King that I see, I'm pulling in. She said, we going to eat here? Well, yeah, baby, I would like to get to know you a little better before I spend all my goddamn money on a dinner. Yeah, man, I done did that several times. Them motherfuckers not only be impressed, they be checked. Because motherfuckers don't go for that goddamn shit. Because every motherfucker goes for it. That's how they play. And then when you get them a dinner, they going to try to charge you up drinks and all that shit. Okay, but I ain't got no problem spending $100, $200 on a dinner. But I sure got a problem spending it on some bitch that ain't worth it. You going to spend that money on this bitch and find out you just going to take her home. Bitch, please. A hoe will let you know. Shit, after we get through eating this dinner, goddammit, you finna have some fun. She might be joking and shit, but she letting you know this going somewhere, bro. Let your motherfucking ass. The other bitches playing all catty, playing, you know, making you spend your money to, for her to open her mouth. Bitch, I'm up on all that. Y'all need to be up on all that because this is real shit I'm talking about. Let's say you got a few women and you want to buy a Rolls Royce. You want to roll that large. See, that's a long-range game goal. And you can achieve it. You have to do little things in order for those little things to add up to a big move. All those little things alone are small. But hell, when you goddamn put them all together, it add up to something slick. It wasn't in the game. I mean, I wasn't in the game 3 years before I bought a Rolls Royce, cash money on the spot. But before I did that, I had bought a 78 Fleetwood, a 79 Fleetwood. I was living large with several fly apartments. I had bought my hoes new cars, and I was jeweled up. Shit, I was ready. You have to do all the little things in order to put yourself in position to have those hoes or those women rallying behind your big goals. If you do get ahead of your moves with your thoughts, don't let it trip you out. All you have to do is just, excuse me, rein yourself in. It's all something you work towards. Learning what I'm saying is something you work toward. When you're working towards something and you let the women you deal with know, and you do it, in their eyes, you 15 times bigger because you did what you said. That's one test most motherfuckers fail. They do not do what they say, and they think this bitch gonna like them. You had a plan and carried it out. Come on, you a totally different brother to this woman. Initially, it's exciting for the woman to see you doing shit that you said you would do. But after a while, they go expect it from you. And that's when you got them. They expect proper shit from you. Proper shit got to be paid for. They willing to help. This is really big shit to a broad because she's so used to fools not doing what they say. Especially if you ain't talking about buying a car or some bullshit. You talking about really doing something, starting some kind of business. The worst thing you could do at this point is not to do what you said you would do. Because now you're procrastinating. And she's used to you, not you, well, she's used to you doing everything you say you're going to do. Everything should be planned out in order to execute at the highest level of performance. Like Cameo said, you got to stay on your ABPs. ABPs. Always be playing, or you gonna get played. Even when you talking to a broad that you had 10 years, you gotta be on your goddamn ABPs. You can't have, I'm serious, you cannot have idle conversation with any woman, especially with a woman that you want to do shit for you. That kind of woman has to be directed. And all of your conversation with her is directing her to some end. Idle conversation makes women think you have ran out of game, ran out of things to say, and you're just talking with fillers. You don't want no woman thinking like that about you. Conversation with a woman who's going to offer her help must have some kind of way or determining factor to see if it's being understood. You gotta have that for the entire time you in that game. Otherwise, forever. I'm telling you, this shit I'm telling you guys is important. 843, what's up? Hey, whichever one of you guys just got off, come back on so you can ask your question. 843, what's happening?
Shit, goddamn it. You can hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay. Hey, I actually forgot my damn question, but, man, I just wanted to say, man, the shit you kicking right now is the same shit that I was going through a long, long time ago as far as, you know, not sizing a bitch up. Basically, what you saying is sizing a bitch up, figuring out if she a hoe, a stripper, a call girl, and figuring out how you're going to be able to come at, you know, come at her with your conversation. And
Wait. What you're saying is misleading, because I'm not telling you to size her up. I'm telling you to distinguish what kind of woman she makes you think of. You're not sizing her up because if you, let's say you think she make you think it was being a stripper. She ain't no goddamn stripper. So you didn't size her up. But what you did is if she reminded you of a stripper, so I'm going to come at her as if she is a stripper, that's handling her. When you do that, you have already sized her up, which is not about sizing her per se up. It's about making her fit into what the hell you said she reminded you of. Do that make sense?
It do. But that's basically what I'm
saying.
What's
wrong? Huh?
I said that's exactly what I'm trying to say. That's what I, that's my definition of size up, what you saying.
Well, okay. If you size them up correctly, fine. As long as you size them up is where I'm coming from. And you're right, yeah, if that's what you're saying. Yeah, you got to size them up. So, and you don't have to get caught up in this 21st century rhetoric about words. Sizing her up, if you want to take it and make it be a real, not you or I, but I'm talking about some person that hear me and you talking and we say, man, we got to size women up. They're going to say, man, why would you, you know, take it all somewhere you ain't even talking about because you use this one word they overheard. Fuck them. You know, it's about what we're talking about, and we're, that's why I didn't say it several times. I ain't trying to make bitches objects or any of that kind of goddamn shit. I'm just trying to figure out how not to waste my time talking to her. And I found for me, yeah, I found for me when I make them fit into a particular category, they ended up, they just end up better people for me. You know, that's just how I see it.
What I was saying and how I got burnt was, is that I did take a bitch out to eat, and nothing else happened after that shit. I just felt motherfucking used. So I switched it up. I started telling bitches, I'm a cook, come through my crib. Man, they came in there, seeing my grass nice and cut, open up the door, the house smelling good. Motherfucking got nice clothes on. They see everything laid out. The drawers was already mine when they came through the door.
Well, I mean, bro, that's that's what I'm saying, man. If a motherfucker is in a straight line meaning you talk this kind of shit, she give you action, and now we gonna see where the line go. You talk this kind of shit, so your car got to represent it. If your car represents it, your doggone attitude have to represent it. And if your attitude is representing it, when they get to the house, your house got to represent it. When you open the door and show them the house, yeah.
I stole this shit from you, and I say this shit to everybody that I talk to when we start kicking about shit like this. You said everything got to match, and you right. From your teeth, from your hair, not just your clothes, but inside your car, not just your car, but inside your house, the dishes, the towels, everything got to match to represent what you're trying to represent. I got that shit from you, man.
I bet you've been successful as a motherfucker lately, huh?
But, man, it's been happening now for the last few years now. Not lately, for the last few years. And goddamn shit.
Well, I love hearing that shit, my brother. And you motherfuckers that heard it, you heard it from him. You know damn well this ain't no paid customer calling in. This is somebody telling you about some real shit that he didn't experience because he tried it. He tried it. He didn't just hear it. It wasn't no fucking entertainment to him. It was infotainment. It was information delivered in a very entertaining manner, and he was way sharper than the laughter. I appreciate you, bro. That was dope.
All right. Appreciate it.
Now, you guys, the thing about when you get it like bruh got it, which is not he saying what I said. He's taking what I said and applying it to him in his own way. And what's going to happen to any one of you that do that is the same thing he's getting. It's not temporary. He's been doing it for the last 2 years. 701, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Ain't nothing. What's happening with you?
I'm chilling, man. I just want to say I agree with what you say, man, like about a man taking a woman out to eat and spending like $300 and then expect to get something, man, because when you're out here spending money like $300 on a deal on a woman, well, she can block your number, man. I agree with you on that one, and I got another question, man.
What's that?
My question is, man, what advice can you give to a man that go to work Monday to Friday, handle his bill, and he's trying to catch a woman that he can move in with her so they can just team up with the bills, man? What advice can you give to him so he can have a prosperous life with the woman? My thing is, you cannot just catch any type of woman. You get what I'm saying?
Man, my advice to you on that is to cut your goddamn umbilical cord from your mama. You don't need nam bitch to help you do shit. You already said you're making money. You already said you go to work every day. So if you make $70 a week, then you got to spend $62 to live. So fucking what? If you got to spend $69, what? What I'm saying is if you make $70 and you're saying shit, if I had a broad that was making $50, that would be a lot of shit off my shoulders. Yeah, you thinking like that. But that's because you're used to your mama saying, hey, boy, what you need? Now, I ain't talking about your mama. Don't get me wrong. Don't jump on me. But what I'm saying is that real men don't think like that, man. Real men do not think how to make it lighter on myself. Real men think, how could I handle this shit so this shit can be lighter on me? That way you're going to figure out what to do or what to stop doing, and this is going to be shit that you control. The bitch come in helping you, and you living good because she's helping, and something happened and she gone, then what? You go back to living bad? Fuck that, man. You want to handle shit on your own. That way, you're going to have plenty of bitches want to move in, and you're going to be having to tell them no like I do. Oh, no, baby, I'd rather keep you like this because, see, right now I'll buy shit for you and I'll do things for you. You get to live in here with me, I start expecting shit from your motherfucking ass, and we didn't fell out. I'll tell them that. Shit.
So as far
I ain't
been there
your motherfucking
house,
ass moving in. What?
As far as having a partner in the house, like when you get a Ford, you want to have something to go to. You don't see yourself doing that?
I didn't get you, man. I didn't hear you this time.
Having a partner. A partner.
Having a partner?
Yeah.
What about a partner?
Like, you know, when you get a Ford, you know, you say, I got a woman at house, at my house.
Man, what? Let me ask you something, bro. What would that do for you? You at work.
In the house, man.
That don't mean the bitch gonna give it to you.
Sure, she got a woman in the house. Man, come on, man.
You probably gonna get
the
pussy, but what I'm saying is, bitches be tripping, man. My thing is, if you just, you know, tripping on pussy, then, man, do whatever the fuck you think is going to get your dick right. But my thing is, I can't be sleeping with your motherfucking ass and, you know, expecting this and that in my motherfucking house and you ain't doing it. Now, if you don't live, excuse me, if you don't live with me, I'm not going to expect different shit. You ain't my motherfucking woman. I'm going to be happy with what you do as long as you satisfying my shit. But if you live with me, you got to do what the fuck I say when I motherfucking say it. And these goddamn bitches don't be wanting to do that kind of goddamn shit because it ain't about no goddamn pussy with me. I didn't have motherfuckers in my bed that I didn't told to come over so I can hit that thing and that bitch say something during the course of the night that I don't like, and instead of me motherfucking, you know, putting her out like I normally do, I just, you know, keep the shit real romantic, get my ass in the bed and turn over and go to sleep, bitch. Maybe I'll hit that pussy in the morning. But shit, right now, I don't want that. And the motherfucker get it. I don't have to tell her that. They get it. And the nigga start fucking her in the morning. And bitch, I'm sorry about this. Oh, bitch. I'm saying, man, you ruled with your dick, man. You ruled by the wrong head. You got two heads, the one on top of your shoulders and the one on your dick. You got to figure out which one you want to lead your life.
I got another one, buddy.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You got anything else, man? D?
Yeah, I got another one.
Come on.
That's what I was going to say. Okay. Here's my question. If a man, he don't go to SWU, but he get the confident course, like the full course, and he get the arsenal, do you think he's going to have a good catching hand to catch a woman?
Let me tell you something, bro. The reason I started SWU was because at first I did think that. Get the shit, you know, follow instructions, you're going to be a motherfucker. And everybody was calling, I mean, you know, calling in to this show. Man, that course is dope, man. I'm getting all that kind of shit. I raised the prices. Man, that course is worth every bit. But when you talk to these motherfuckers, say you on the show, and he's saying, what do you get from the course? And then I would be a fucking liar if I didn't say, motherfucker, that's not what I meant when I said that. What I'm saying is, when you buy the course, are you a different person or are you the same person? Otherwise, you're the same person that bullshit all the time. So how you going to go 100 on the course? If you don't go 100,
listen, man.
If you don't go 100, then you ain't going to get the full benefit. Otherwise, think of this. Let's say it's 100 things to learn from the course, and you don't know nothing, and you get the course, and when you finish with it, you see a solid 15 things you didn't learn. Ain't you going to think that course was dope?
Yeah.
That's because you ain't thinking about them 85 other things you didn't learn. SWU, you learning all 100 of them. So you can be a motherfucker. Just because you learned something that you did not know before don't mean it changed anything for you. You have to apply it. You have to see the value through the shit you go through looking for the value. And most motherfuckers don't.
I want to ask you this. On a comfort course, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's not only about women, it's also about life. Do you drop a lot of game about women on that, on the comfort course?
It's not only the woman, it's what?
It's not only about, like, dealing with women, it's also more about life. Do you drop, like, a lot of game?
This is not about women, bro. So as far as the course, it has nothing to do with women. The course is completely about you. It makes you find things about yourself. And in doing that, it allows whoever does it to talk to women easier and better.
Oh,
and they catch more often.
You just answered my question right there, man. You just hit that.
Man, you too much. 916,
what's
up?
I got one more, you can let me go. Oh, okay.
All right, wait. Hold on. 916, what's happening?
No, I was just going to say, man, you just got to get yourself an SW because then you'll find your true self.
Oh, okay. That's for real, too. Okay, what was your next question, D?
Now, I was going to say, I need you on this one, man. Is this like, you know, is this like in a woman nature, or that's just how women are? If a man meet a woman, he asks for a woman number, the woman give it to him, and then when the man called a woman, she on there, oh, let me call you back. She don't want to fuck with the man. How can you just let her know, like, up front, you know, if you know she's not going to fuck with me, don't even give me the number?
Man, that's why I don't ask for bitches' numbers. I give them mine. Bitch, if you call, you call. If you don't, you don't. It's a wrap. No thanks.
Simple as that.
If you get a number to me, I'm going to be expecting shit when I call. So what I'm saying is when I give the number to you, I'm expecting shit when you call, but I'm liable to get that shit because your motherfucking ass called me, which means you interested in whatever I said before I left, which means I'm going to continue with what I said with the last time I talked to you as far as my attitude, where I'm coming from, and I'm going to take your ass home and get into bed. That's just how I feel. That's how I talk. That's where I'm coming from. I do not give a fuck with some kind of goddamn bitch. You know, the 916 guy, he actually came to visit me. And I came, I told him, man, damn, I got this young broad. I got to go home. I went home, and when I got here, that bitch was waiting. Oh, my.
For your porch outside.
Hey, when I get home, she was waiting on my doorstep. So fuck it. I like, all right, you know, and then I go up to, you know, open the door, baby. Hey, what's going on? Shit, man. I told one, I'll talk to you, you know, whatever time. 10 o'clock is early in the morning for me. But at 10, about at 10 o'clock, I was just not nodding because baby had the motherfucker up all night. Then I had a meeting. Man, that's fun as fuck to me, though. I swear to God it is. It don't make me feel tired. It don't make me feel anything except for the excitement of the goddamn chase. You know, I ain't gonna win every goddamn race. I ain't gonna catch every motherfucker I'm after. But just doing that shit on a consistent level all the time, doing it the way I think, man, I'm winning. And it shows because I be, you know, getting them to go come to my house. And I ain't just about sex. I ain't. I know how to treat a woman. I want a woman that's qualified for me to treat her that way. But until I get her, I'm not doing it. I'm not. That's why I look for the kind of women I look. Because I think the only woman that would be qualified for me to actually go the extra yard is a whole acting motherfucking bitch. Bitch didn't know how to, you know, she ain't got to be no hoe. I ain't no pimp, no motherfucking hoe. I don't want no motherfucking hoe. And this little young bitch want to do some hoe. I'm, bitch, if you want to, you better go choose a pimp. Because I ain't thinking about that shit. But what I'm saying is when I tell the bitch that, what that do? Make her say, no, I want to fuck with you. Yeah, well, bitch, I ain't trying to do no pimping. I got income coming in based on what I think for real. I don't have to be guessing, and I don't want to be waiting for some bitch. You know, I'm past that. Not that I'm better than that. It's just I'm past it. And I'm giving myself credit where credit is due. Some motherfuckers 70 years old still waiting on a motherfucking bitch. And the bitch coming in with $17. where he was used to getting $800. Now the bitch bringing him $17 because she really made $50, but she spent $35. On some dope. Come on, man. Ain't nobody trying to get in that shit. Hey, you guys, listen. This was a dope conversation. This is the shit I like. I'm not bullshit. Motherfuckers that fuck with me and ask real questions gonna get real answers. And with that, I'm gone.